Hello and welcome to Society Owes Me a Gen X podcast, a special Pearl Jam edition coming to you on location from Prague, Czech Republic and Reno, Nevada. So yes, hello Lily, how are you?
Hey there, I'm fine, I'm a little tired but I'm okay.
Yes, we are a bit bleary-eyed because we've just got up. And Brandon, I think you over there might be a little bit weary-eyed because you've very kindly agreed to stay up late and talk to us because of the time difference. But hello, Brandon. How are you doing?
It's great to talk to you two.
Lovely to hear your voice as well. We wish you were here, but sadly, none of us probably now want to be here after the recent disappointing news.
But we're going to make lemonade. So, Brandon, we know who you are, but for the benefit of our listeners who may not, would you like to just explain who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Brandon Palomo. I'm in the United States, Reno, Nevada, which is a far, far away from Las Vegas. And I host the Better Band podcast, which is a track-by-track run through of the Pearl Jam catalog, and I am now over halfway through on the Lost Dogs album before I try to get all the rest of the songs, hopefully before they put out a new album. But who knows?
Yeah, that's what we're all kind of hoping. We were talking about that last night when we were commiserating on the Charles Bridge.
A fantastic podcast it is too, Brandon, we love it. Right, so we are commiserating a little bit. We don't want to commiserate too much, but
no. But we know that you have been where we are right now.
Oh yes.
And several Pearl Jam fans that we bumped into last night at the Lettner Beer Garden had just come fresh from the Vienna gig that was obviously cancelled because of smoke damage. To Eddie's voice from the pollution and the wildfires at the Paris Lollapalooza. But you got the clear sweep, didn't you, when you heard the news? It was COVID.
Yes. This was, I guess, the first round of people getting COVID. And Matt had come down with COVID and they were filling in with drummers. And then I get to the arena and there's nobody there because we find out that Jeff has COVID as well, the bass player. So they can't really cover that many people and they had to cancel that show and the following show in Las Vegas.
Oh, I didn't realize that you'd actually gotten to the stadium at that point, though.
Yeah, I drove by trying to find a place to park and there was people all lined up. And by the time I parked and walked there, everybody was gone. There was just a few people walking around and they said, "Did you hear the news?" And I was like, "Uh-oh, what news?" And they said the show was canceled. And
oh, that's so awful. I mean we now know just how you felt, but it just feels like this is like a bad dream, you know. And then you're gonna wake up and go, "No, it's fine, my day's finally here, that day of the gig that I've been waiting for 2 years."
Yeah, we had a proper roller coaster yesterday. Actually, the whole few days have been, because well, we thought, you know, after your shows were cancelled because of COVID, we thought, well, okay, there can't be any more shows cancelled because of COVID, surely. So we were like, right, we've got to focus really hard on us not getting COVID. And yep. I don't know what it's like with you guys, but our airports at the moment are chaos. Like, you know, they don't have any staff. And so flights are being cancelled left, right and centre. So we had tickets to fly out to Prague directly, but all the other flights to Prague that week had been cancelled. So we thought, God, after all of this, after 2 years, after all this investment, we can't let EasyJet scupper our chances of seeing Pearl Jam. So we bought tickets to go via Geneva because there were more routes. I thought, they can't possibly cancel all of those routes and we'll meet up with a friend. So we do that, go a day early. Our friend gets COVID, so we can't meet her. Well, never mind.
You know? No.
Yeah, COVID struck again, just not directly at us.
We finally make it to Prague, wake up in the morning and see the news about Vienna. Oh, God, no, it's all over now. But okay, you know, there's still a chance, but we're feeling pretty low. And then we were out in town yesterday on the beautiful Charles Bridge in the middle of the old town of Prague. And
well, in fact, we were walking along chatting about stuff that we wanted to talk to you about, Brandon.
That's right.
And suddenly Hannah turns around to face me and basically like silently screams in my face, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a probably some incident happening right now that I haven't noticed. And she's like, ah! I'm like, boom, it's boom, it's fucking boom. So Hannah had a bit of a freak out, and I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
So we followed him.
Well, we just wanted to see what he was doing. He was taking a few pictures. We now realize, of course, he was going, oh shit, the gig's cancelled. I better get a few pics of the bridge before we all head out somewhere.
But of course we thought, well, it's a good sign, isn't it? The boys are in town. And then we saw some like Americans in Pearl Jam t-shirts. And we were like, we just saw boom. It's going to be okay, guys.
Yeah.
And we all rejoiced. And then we went to the meetup. And
we started talking to another American fan. Mm. And he was like, oh, y'all haven't heard the news. No, sir, we had not. But thank you for communicating that. So, yeah, got it.
So, yeah, the roller coaster went down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in Las Vegas, they had that show canceled, but people were running into Boom there, too, in one of the casinos.
Oh.
So I think he just takes advantage of just being where he's at. Oh,
good tip. So we need to check out the casino tonight, really. Fantastic. Oh.
I don't know if there is one, but
there'll be one. So yeah, last night after the meetup, we sort of headed into town, didn't we? We bought some gin to drink on the Charles Bridge.
Classy girls that we are.
Thought we're going to try and find Mike now. Like, if anyone's going to be out hitting the bars, it's like, we're going to find Mike. It's like, what would Mike do?
But yeah. Until we remembered he's a recovering alcoholic and he probably wouldn't be in any bars. And that was just us. But, you know, we thought we'd focus a bit on the joy and the joys of the situations which our future holds, no doubt. I mean, Brandon, have you got any plans to see them? Because it's more of an East Coast tour, is it? After Europe?
Oh, yes. And yes, I don't have any... I don't know about desire, but possibly monetary desire to see any shows over there. The closest one to me was that Sacramento show that got canceled, and that was still a 4-hour drive.
Wow.
But, you know, that's half the time that it would take to get to Las Vegas, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame.
Forget the scale of your nation sometimes.
Yeah. But we've got a few more sort of positive things to chat about, don't we? Because we were hoping to speak to you whether the gig happened or not anyhow, and just talk about, you know, the kind of tunes you might be hoping to hear when you go and you're getting all prepped for the gig and you know, what...
So we were wondering what your favourite live opening song is or are.
Yeah, what are your fingers crossed for when you head into the stadium?
I think I've pretty much heard their standard openers that they open with, Release and Long Road are ones that I've heard them open with. I also heard them open with Inside Job and when I saw them in Las Vegas in 2006. Ooh.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
And I think they just recently did it again in Frankfurt this year. And that's a real sort of good, epic sort of, okay, let's all get ready because this is going to be an experience. So it is a very sort of cinematic beginning to a Pearl Jam show.
Yeah, we were really expecting Release in Hyde Park the other week, at least for the first night. But we had surprises both nights. So, of course, we immediately thought of you. As soon as we heard Better Man on the first day, and then Corduroy was a big surprise to open with.
Two absolutely gorgeous openers as far as we were concerned. Yeah, love that. Really wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. Okay, so how about closing songs then?
I don't really know. I think Insignificance would seem, I think, like a good sort of closing song. It really feels like, okay, we're turning down the lights and we all got to calm down and go back home, but it's kind of a downer.
That reminds me of when kids do like a little sort of workout play session or something, and then they need them to calm down and meditate. It's like, okay, now lie down, children. We're going to have quiet time.
Yeah. Leave the stadium nicely, everyone. No pushing. That's probably exactly the reason, yeah.
But Bob O'Reilly feels more sort of party-ish and
We just had that on the Saturday, didn't we, at Hyde Park with Johnny Marr. Are you a Smiths fan, Brandon?
I have not heard too much of the Smiths, and I don't know how much I want to hear with
no, that's fair,
with Morrissey.
It was not a trick question. Fair enough. Okay, so we're going with Insignificance, are we?
I'd see Bob O'Reilly.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and when you're standing there, I mean, what is the what's the kind of Brandon trigger tune that they can play that sets you going nuts? However, you do go nuts when you do go nuts.
I think probably MFC, mostly just because when I was in a band in my 20s and 30s, we played a cover of that song, and it's sort of like, we know how to do that too. It's kind of how I feel when I hear it.
Oh, I love
it. Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
any favorite merch pieces you own? We were hoping to send you a little something from Prague, Brandon, but. Hey.
Yeah.
That's okay. I have a friend who went to a show in Europe. I can't remember which one. But he went to that Frankfurt show.
Aww.
And so he didn't. No, he went to one of the other shows that they had a crazy set list for. But he's sending me some stuff from there.
Oh, okay. So have you got like a favorite tour poster or pin badge or anything
I haven't gone to any shows where they've had badges or buttons like that, or like the stickers for individual shows and stuff. I haven't seen them since they started doing that, which maybe is a good thing, because then it's less money I have to spend. Yeah, but also they did put for sale the merch they were going to have for the Sacramento and the Las Vegas shows to give people a chance to get those, since they made them and they just have them laying around.
That's really interesting to know, because we've been wondering exactly that. What are they going to do with all the merch that they have for this show? And particularly because the poster art is such a thing now, and for the Hyde Park show, they had four different designs. Yeah, we were thinking what a shame for the artists, because it's it's a big sort of coup for them to be the chosen national artist for the show, and their stuff doesn't get seen. So hopefully that will happen too, or they'll just feel sorry for all the fans that are really disappointed.
Maybe.
Just don't pulp them. Okay. Right. So
for the second show I went to, it was San Diego 98, I think. And it was like a sort of homage to the movie Endless Summer. Oh. And it's got kind of like a car, and it's pink and kind of backlit or something like that, just screen printed. And that's become a highly sought after poster for some people. And I had one. I ended up selling it to a friend I've made through the podcast, because they went to that show and they didn't have a poster, and I just have them rolled up. I don't have anything hanging up or anything. So,
oh, that sounds cool.
Figure I could make someone's day.
That sounds like a lovely one.
Sell them the poster for a steal.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
nice.
We'll have to find a picture of that, Hannah, and put it up on the Insta. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There's your social media.
Yeah. We're quite into it. We're getting into the poster thing, We're the same. We didn't really I don't remember. I guess there was one for the Rome gig that we went to in 2018, but maybe I don't remember seeing it.
I think I bought my husband the t-shirt that had that face on it. I think it was the same as what was on one of the t-shirts.
But yeah, it's a very interesting little subgenre. to the whole music scene thing that's happening. And yeah, the badges, like you say, the stickers and whatnot. So
need a second mortgage to keep up with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think some people sold their houses and are doing the entire European tour, and that is extremely impressive. But yeah, dedication. I think it takes a lot of energy too.
Okay, so we were very surprised on the Friday night of Hyde Park to find that John McEnroe was a special guest on stage towards the end. And the second night, which made a bit more sense, was Johnny Marr, because he was one of the support acts. But yeah, when you've seen Pearl Jam, have they brought on any particular, you know, on stage cameo type people that you've really enjoyed seeing?
I think I've seen them at one of the shows. They brought up Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Oh, wow. Oh,
fantastic. Awesome. I would love to see that. I love a bit of heart.
And they played Rocket in the Free World.
Oh, insane.
With them.
That's amazing. I'm very jealous.
Well, I was going to say, who would be your dream on stage cameo? But I don't know.
Well, no, that's my dream. But who would you love to see get up there with them, Brandon?
Myself, of course.
Of course, stupid question.
Who wouldn't want that? but I don't know. I really enjoy when I see, people who aren't famous, because you know they have money and all that other sort of stuff. They don't need any more jazz out of a situation that, you know, like somebody who is recovering from some sort of injury or disease, or somebody who, you know, it would really mean something to them to be up there, be a kid or, you know, anybody who's older and stuff, who's going through some stuff. I mean, I think that I like seeing people being happy and having an opportunity like that. That's, you know, once in a lifetime that nobody else ever really gets.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such a bummer that it has to happen under those circumstances, but it's great. I mean, that's why we love the band, isn't it? Is that they reach out to people and they care about their fans and they love them.
Okay, so finally, what would be your dream city for a Pearl Jam gig?
Well, just as far as, and having to travel and being able to sleep in my own bed, it'd be, you know, awesome to have them come back here to Reno, but it's they've only played here once, and that was almost 30 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, so probably maybe not too likely. Is there any city that you would love to visit and then see Pearl Jam in?
I've been trying to get my friends to come with me whenever they tour back here again on this side of the country, and just seeing them anywhere. And they says, like, oh, you know what, we should see him in Seattle, because that, you know, seeing him at a home show
would be
pretty cool. So we're gonna try to do that next time. Hopefully it's enough time to save up money, depending on what the tickets cost and everything, with all the prices being crazy.
Well, we'll be there with you, Brandon. We have resolved to next time play Seattle. We're going to be there, damn it, whatever it takes.
One day.
Definitely our dream gig. Although, I'm hoping to hear that your second dream city would be, of course, you know, London to see them with you guys, Lily and Hannah.
Well, I mean, I'd probably pick somewhere in Europe. Prague's pretty cool. It would have been ideal.
Yeah.
It's pretty beautiful here.
Yeah, my friend in Europe lives in Germany, and he says, hey, you know, you can come here anytime and see them here in Germany. And I don't have a passport yet.
Well, we met a lovely guy, Chris, last night, who had tickets for every single show this tour with his 18-year-old son, and said, recommended Berlin as being an amazing city to see Pearl Jam with kids with, because of the setup of of the stadium and the 10 club area.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah. Top tip when I can.
I mean, Germany's beautiful as well. And I don't mind saying the food and the beer is pretty amazing as well. So it's a win-win all around.
do you love a German sausage?
Okay, Hannah.
But do they have German gin?
German gin.
I don't know, probably.
We can deal with the lager though, can't we, there?
Yeah. Yeah, we just add some lemonade to it. I know that's heresy in some parts, but
Radler.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Brandon, for taking the time to speak to us and
cheering us up.
Yeah. It's a tough time for us PJ fans, but we'll
stay positive. Any final words of
positive, Hannah? I like it.
Any final words of positivity that you would like to share, Brandon?
Oh yeah, sure. Well, if I could be positive, yeah, why not? You were talking about, you know, making lemonade, and you have to remember though this when life gives you lemons, like, you would just have lemon juice, you wouldn't have lemonade. So, you know, you got to try to find some other people when you're in a bad situation, and, you know, hope that they have some water and sugar, and then you can all sort of come together and get something good out of the situation. You need other people to help get along.
That is absolutely spot on. Yeah, you're completely right. Thanks for that thought, Brandon. We appreciate it. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll speak to you again another time, Brandon. For now, take care.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, you too.